of battles, pies of victory, we shall walk. The road is dusty, the road is a mighty rough, better road is a wing, the day is not far off.
That was the great Odetta. This is Mark Steiner. That was great Odetta, folk singer, civil rights activist, who is singing Paths to Victory, a song written by Bob Dylan. But it's a song about the 19th Amendment that Odetta sang, about the right for women to vote in the United States of America. And Odetta sang it better than anyone could. And on this day was the day in 1920 that the 19th Amendment of the United States Constitution was ratified, guaranteeing a woman's right to vote, after Tennessee passed that amendment and ratified the 19th Amendment on this day. And it goes back to the roots of that suffragette movement, to Seneca Falls in 1848, when the first big convention was carried. And remembering the people who were actually there, this is a convention where a lot of not just radical feminists were demanding the right of women in this country, but they were also wrapped up in the abolitionist movement. Sojourner Truth was part of that. Many other people were part of that, who were fighting for the right of women to have an equal say. But it was wrapped up in the freedom of black people in America. It was all together. This movement had its controversies over the years, but at the root of it, in the heart of it, that was there. And on this day, we celebrate the right to women to vote here that took place in this country, not the first in America, not the first in the world, I should say, for the right to vote. And on this day in 1963, James Meredith graduated from the University of Mississippi. Now, some of you may remember the story of James Meredith, being the first African-American to go to the University of Mississippi. He was accepted into the University of Mississippi reluctantly. He was forced to do it. He had a lawsuit. The lawsuit he took was with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, and he wrote his own application there, saying that he should be allowed in because of the merit of his work as a student. And, of course, he was denied. Not just denied, but the state of Mississippi at that point passed a law. Passed a law saying if you had any infraction of the law, you would not be allowed to be a student at the University of Mississippi. And what he, the law was a law based on an 1850 law that was passed in Mississippi, an 1880 law passed in the state of Mississippi that said that anybody who broke the law to try to vote when they were not allowed to vote would be arrested, which he was. So that was the law they used to keep him out. But Meredith went. He was ostracized. And when he went that day, on his first day in school, this was a day when thousands of people came from across Mississippi to attack James Meredith. They had to bring in the National Guard. Guns were fired. And interestingly enough, while guns were being fired, the National Guard did not fire back at the white crowd. And Meredith went through, stayed there, got through his time at Mississippi, graduated on this day, this is the anniversary of his graduation. He was a very interesting, independent man, still is. He went off to get study in Nigeria. He came back to get his degree at Harvard, was then shot on his walk for freedom in Mississippi in 1965 when he was 66 when he was just starting Harvard, Columbia University to get his law degree. Then later worked, it was very controversial because he worked for Jesse Helms in the U.S. Senate, was a very independent thinker his whole life, still is, and now doesn't want to talk about that era. He wants to talk about children and the future is all he wants to talk about. But on this day, we remember that James Meredith became the first black person to graduate from the University of Mississippi. And on very quickly, two other things. This is in 1977. This was the day that Stephen Biko was arrested by the police in South Africa. And, of course, you know who he was, and we'll talk much more about him on the anniversary of his passing next month. And it was on this day he was stopped at a roadblock and taken to prison. And finally, because it fits into the day, because we talk about the militarization of police, in 1971 in Northern Ireland, the British Army shot an unarmed, disabled Irish man who could not speak and was deaf, claiming he had a gun when he didn't. He was 24 years old, and his name was Eamon McDevitt, and was shot by the militarized police in Northern Ireland on this day in 1971. It started a series of incidents like that that has a lot to do with the power of police. Well, we'll stop there. That's this day in history. And for the rest of this day in history, we invite all of you to go to steinershow.org to see what we have for this day in history, August the 18th. We'll be right back to start our discussion about Ferguson, Missouri. Stay with us.